I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Friday, May 4. Coming up, Jamaica Defense Force still searching for missing aircraft. Government seeks to increase number of transactional accounts in Jamaica and Pembroke Hall High School now off-shift system. The news in detail after the break.
The Legal Aid Council has engaged over 500 attorneys, of which more than 300 provide representation in criminal matters. These attorneys include 5 Queen's Counsel and 207 Senior Counsel. Murder trials are assigned to Senior Counsel with 10 or more years' experience. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Now the news. The Jamaica Defense Force, JDF, is still searching for the Cessna 206F aircraft that went missing yesterday en route from Sangster International Airport in Montego Bay to the Tinzenpen Aerodrome. The aircraft, which had 3 persons on board, was last seen on radar at 4:36 p.m. Thursday above Trelawney, 20 miles east of Sangster International Airport, between Duncan's and Clarkstown. Director General of the Civil Aviation Authority, Nari Williams-Singh, says certain rescue procedures involving officers from the Duncan's and Clarkstown police stations and the JDF started immediately after the aircraft's disappearance from the radar.
The search continues by the Jamaica Defense Force and other parties that have also participating in the search. At this point, we still have no further information about the whereabouts of the aircraft and its occupants.
Mr. Williams-Singh was speaking in an interview with JIS News. As at the last update from the JDF at 10 a.m. today, the aircraft had not yet been located. Minister of Finance Dr. Nigel Clark says the government is working to increase the number of persons with transactional accounts from 78% in 2015 to 95% by 2020. This as part of efforts to achieve the Universal Financial Access 2020 goal established by the World Bank, geared at increasing international financial inclusion. The 2020 goal envisions that by the year 2020, all adults will have access to a transactional account or an electronic instrument to store money and send and receive payments.
We here have developed impact indicators by which we will measure our progress. And the impact indicator that we have for utilization of electronic retail payments, whether by card or by internet or by mobile devices, is to increase the percentage of adults using electronic retail payment systems from 32%, where it was in 2015, to 50% by 2020.
Dr. Clark was speaking at the launch of Alliance's prepaid MasterCard at the Courtyard Marriott on Thursday. He says other indicators under the government's inclusion strategy include increasing the number of electronic retail payments done via the banking system from 33% to 50% by 2020. Pembroke Hall High School in St. Andrew has officially come off the shift system. This after 3 new classrooms were recently opened at the school by the Ministry of Education. Principal of Pembroke Hall High School, Reverend Claude Ellis, is thanking the ministry for its continued support, noting that the new classrooms will also help to improve the school's performance in external exams.
Well, what it means is that students have more time to spend on task. It means that they are in school longer, which means they can have a lot more time for co-curricular activities. It means they are able to cover more of the syllabus, and in turn, it will mean better grades at the external examination.
Reverend Ellis was speaking in an interview with JIS News. Pembroke Hall High School received $14 million to build 3 classrooms at the start of the 2017-18 academic year. The National Education Trust and the Ministry of Education provided funding for the project. And the Ministry of Labour and Social Security will be highlighting the achievements of the Labour Department over the years as part of celebrations for Workers' Week 2018. This year marks the department's 80th anniversary. Portfolio Minister Shahini Robinson says as part of the celebrations, the ministry will also highlight the work of former Labour ministers and their contributions to nation building.
We are cognizant of the need for more Jamaicans to understand and appreciate the sacrifices of our ancestors in instigating the workers' rights and privileges. Therefore, in collaboration with our social and tripartite partners, we will host 2 public fora.
Minister Robinson was speaking at the launch of Workers' Week and Labour Day activities for 2018 at the Office of the Prime Minister recently. She says the fora will address topics including the modern-day labour movement, reparations and productivity. Workers' Week is set for May 14 to 23 under the theme, Preserving Our Legacy, Unfolding Progress. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.